New research is changing the way we think of memory. Scientists once thought they couldn't change or erase memories, that memories were like something stored in the brain and recalled, like rewinding a videotape and pressing play. But what if memory could be altered, like in the 2004 film Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, in which people could choose to have unpleasant memories permanently erased?
The first thing we need you to do is to go home and collect everything you own that has some association with Clementine. We'll use these items to create a map of Clementine in your brain, okay? And after the mapping is done, our technicians will do the erasing in your home tonight. That way, when you awake in the morning, you find yourself in your own bed as if nothing had happened. A new life awaiting you.
So, is that film fantasy becoming a reality? Here's Rachel Gottbaum of Here and Now contributing station WBUR.
For 32 years, Leslie Ridlon worked in the military. For most of her career, she was in Army intelligence. Her job was to watch live videotape of fatal attacks, to monitor the missions and report back to her commanders.
I had to memorize the details, and I have not got it out of my head. It stays there. The things I saw, the beheading, I saw someone who got their head cut off. I can still see that.
Ridlon is now 49. She retired from the military last year, but she says she can't work because she suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Some of the symptoms that I experience, I can see things and smell things. I had sound and smell hallucinations.
Ridlon has tried conventional therapy for PTSD, where a patient is exposed repeatedly to a traumatic memory in a safe environment. The goal is to manage the disturbing memory by lessening its emotional impact. But she says that type of therapy hasn't worked for her.
They tried to bring me back to remember things. I had a soldier who got blown up by a mortar. Pieces. He was torn into pieces. They wanted me to bring that back. So I had to stop that. It was destroying me.
Ridlon is still haunted by certain memories.
Everything I can get rid of as far as memories, I think I've already done it. I think the deep ones that you suffer from right now, I don't think someone can take them away. I think the ones I have now, they're going to just stay there. I just have to manage them.
But what if these traumatic memories could be removed permanently? Researchers say they are beginning to be able to do that, not just in lab animals, but in people, too. Marian Cruz is a neuroscientist at New York University.
We now understand that there are points in time where we can change memory, that we can create windows of opportunity that allow us to alter memories and even erase specific memories.
And Cruz is working on doing just that in a lab at NYU.
Okay, and I'm going to attach the wires? So these will deliver the shock?
This afternoon, Cruz is preparing a 21-year-old female subject for a 3-day experiment.
So we're going to set the shocker together to a level that is maximally uncomfortable without being painful.
He attaches electrodes to her wrist so he can apply mild electric shocks when certain pictures appear on her computer screen.
And here we go again.
I felt that.
You felt that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zapping the subject with mild shocks as specific pictures appear before her will create what scientists call a fear memory, which Cruz tests by measuring the subject's sweat response.
So here we're going to measure your skin conductance response. Mm-hmm. I'm going to attach these wires to you.
On the second day of the experiment, Cruz shows the subject the same pictures to bring up the fear memory created the day before.
Briefly reactivating a memory weakens the memory or pries it loose. And this opens up a window of opportunity during which you can update and alter the memory.
He waits 10 minutes. That's the window, he says, when the memory becomes vulnerable to change. And again, he shows the images to the subject without the shocks.
Right. So today the study will continue as before. You will again get to see images of two categories, animals and objects.
On the final day of the experiment, Cruz tests whether he is successful. Did he get rid of the fear memory?
In her case, if we've truly been able to override her fear memory, she shouldn't show any fear responses to these stimuli.
So tell me.
So what we now see is just a flat line. So that means that she doesn't show fear responses. Thus, we see no evidence that she still has a fear memory.
While scientists long believed that memories were stored in the brain permanently, they now understand that memory is in fact flexible. Cruz says this knowledge and the ability to specifically change memory on a cellular level in the brain will hopefully lead to new treatments for many psychiatric conditions. And these new approaches may also be used to strengthen memories in patients with memory loss.
By understanding that memory is flexible, we can think of ways that we can interfere with this flexibility. This allows us to potentially optimize memories in people with degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's and dementia.
Studies are already underway to strengthen memories in lab animals, and patients with PTSD and other brain disorders such as addiction are being tested to see if their memories can be altered. But Cruz warns that at this point, researchers only have a very early grasp on how these new techniques actually work, and there's lots more to do before they can be translated into effective treatments for the millions of patients suffering from anxiety and memory disorders. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.